Thought this morning is with you, and I'd like to begin as just with a natural analogy. Maybe this is something that each of us maybe has experienced or participated in our own self. Ever had somebody just follow you around? Maybe if you are an older sibling, or maybe you have a younger sibling that just tends to want to go wherever you go. And they maybe even kind of do the things that you do. I think about growing up, and there was the way our family, we was kind of in pairs. So there were six boys, so there was the two oldest, the middle two, and then the younger two. So it was almost like, you know, whether I liked it or not, it, you know, generally we was together. Myself and my brother right under me, we was generally always together. And that can be a good thing. Sometimes, you think about somebody following you around. They can kind of maybe help steer you when you start going in a direction maybe you shouldn't go. They can help you get back on track, right? You know, sometimes maybe, and you thought maybe, or maybe you had times in your life where that was maybe a little bit annoying. You know, would you just leave me alone? Just let me do my own thing. You go your way, I go my way. And maybe we was that one. Maybe there was times I had two older brothers, and maybe there was some times that they were doing things and being involved in things that I wanted to be a part of, and I wanted to follow them around a little bit, and they try to say, no, you just stay over here. We do, you know. So, you know, it's something that each of us maybe has experienced. And you know what? It's a matter of perspective sometimes, isn't it? And you know, in thinking about times like that, again, just reminding about sometimes that's a good thing because they can steer you and help you get away from danger. Help get you right back on the right track. And thinking about it in another way, you know, sometimes maybe you're in places where you're by yourself and you maybe wish you had somebody with you. Don't you? I mean, you say, oh, I wish so-and-so was with me. I wish I was not by myself in this situation. And even thinking about just with the technology that we have today, we really can know where somebody is all the time, can't we? Just like that, we can just track, you know, all of us carry around these tracking devices. We do. And we just know right where we are, right? We can know so-and-so is somewhere, but you know what? Sometimes you might be here, somebody else is over there, and there's a situation that occurs. Maybe some kind of emergency happens, and you might not be able to get there. You may be able to know that something's going on, something's wrong, but you can't get there. So now, so when you can call on help or aid, you may not be around the corner. So we have in our world, and I don't know how long it's been around, but you know, in sometimes in emergency situations, you can call for help, can't you? You can call 911. I don't know how long 911 has been around. But you know what? You know that there's different response times that can depend on, it can depend on your city, your location, or how close you are to emergency services. Now, some of these brothers in our congregation may be able to give more insight than me on this, but I have some statistics I'd like to share this morning. And you know, when you utilize AI searches databases, right? So all this information is based off of some information that was inputted into this search, all right? So, it says that when you call 911, that generally speaking, it takes about 10 to 15 seconds for the call to be answered. All right? And then, the arrival time of the first responders, it depends on the urgency of the call, and then it also depends on where you live. All right, so it said these, according to these statistics, if you live in an urban area, once you make that call and you asking for help, that it can take them 5 to 8 minutes to get to you. And if you live in a rural area where you're out maybe a little bit distance, got a little bit in space, maybe you can't reach over and shake your neighbor's hand. through the window or through your yard. Maybe there's a little bit extra space in your where you live. In the rural areas, it says it takes about 15 to 30 minutes. And that depends on how far out you are and what the available resources are. So we'll bring it in a little bit. This is some statistics for our area now. We say the Dallas-Fort Worth area, that for the highest priority, that the response time is about 8 minutes. And, well, these are, and what it says is it said the actual time is about 11 to 15 minutes. And then, you know, there's factors that can affect even that response time, couldn't it? You know, what if you're calling and there's some problem with the phone? But there are some issues with your phone or their phone that could cause some delay. What if those, and again, some of these brethren in the congregation may have to give more insight, those at the turnaround time, once the call comes in and they say go, what if somebody's going and they can't find their shoe or something? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what types of things happen. Things happen, I don't know, where they can't get up and go right then. That could affect it, could it not? I'm not in these situations. I don't know, but things can happen, right? And then what if they get on their way and they run into some traffic? Right? That could affect it. So things can occur. Issues can happen. Then there was one other thing that I found as I was doing some quick research on this. There was an investigation report that was done last year by one of the news outlets that was saying that priority one calls, so emergency situations, it was taking 15 minutes for a response. And that priority two calls, so maybe it was not as much as an emergency, but there still some help is needed, that they was taking as much as 90 minutes for a response. So you're asking yourself as you're sitting there today, what's this got to do with anything? What's this got to do with me and my relationship with God? I'm going to tell you it has to do with five words that Jesus spoke when he was here on this earth. Just five words that he said that I pray this morning that you get the impact of these words. Because I want you to know the words that he spoke, I don't have the adequate language to be able to express what it means. And I don't even know if there's enough words even within our language for those that are a lot more intelligent than I am, that vocabulary goes beyond what I can think and imagine. I don't even know if those words are adequate and enough to describe what the five words that he spoke, what it means to each and every one of us. So let's turn over to Matthew, the 28th chapter. And I want us to focus before we read all of that particular verse. In the second half of that verse of Matthew, the 28th chapter and the 20th verse, there's the word, these five words, it begins with I. In Matthew 28:20. The second half of that verse, it says, I am with you always. I am with you always. Allow God this morning to expand your mind to think about what that really, actually, truly means. I am with you always. Five words that I want us to ponder this morning and endeavor and try to comprehend what it means. I am with you always. So we go back to, understand, and I'm in de- I, These are some of the words that the Lord brought to my mind that I was trying to meditate on this thought. The weight of those words. The power that those words have. The magnitude of those words. Now, what is God's response time? We talked about emergency services. What's his response time? Instantaneous. Amen. Instantaneous. Right? He's already there. He said, I am with you always. He's already on the scene. You don't even have to pick up the phone. He's already there. You know what that word instantaneous means? The definition of instantaneous means it's occurring or acting without a perceptible duration of time. So you can't even evaluate it in terms of a time because it's happening that at that moment. Right there. He's there right then and right there and right now. Without any delay. He is not inhabited by things that's going to slow us down as human beings. He's not hindered by technology that fails sometimes. He's not hindered by distance that can separate you from one place to another. That has no effect on him. Traffic doesn't matter to him. It doesn't matter. All these external circumstances that can affect us, they don't affect God. He's there. I'll be with you always. He's already there. So now let's go back and let's read starting at verse 18 of that 28th chapter.
And Jesus came and spake unto them.
And Jesus came and he spake unto them,
saying, all power is given unto
me. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Go ye therefore
and teach all nations,
baptizing them
in the name of the Father,
of the Son,
and of the Holy Ghost,
teaching them to observe all things
whatsoever I have commanded you.
And lo, I am with you always.
Even until the end of the world. Amen. Amen. He said, I'm with you. So the thought, the writer said this about I am with you. Not I'm going to be with you. That's not what it means. Not I'll be there. I'm already there. He says, I am with you. As the writer says, as God sent Moses, so Christ sent his disciples by this name, I am. I am with you. He said, I am with you. He says, in this particular instant, he was going to leave his disciples, right? But he wanted to encourage them and his disciples and let them know that his presence, even though he was not going to be there in body, his presence was going to be there with them. So as we think about the context of these verses, he was encouraging his disciples right before he left. He was sending them on a journey, and he was letting them know that I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be standing behind you. I'm going to support you. I'm going to uplift you. And we know about the Holy Ghost. You can read about that in Acts. But what a blessed privilege. He left them, but he sent the Holy Ghost. And isn't that wonderful? Jesus, he could only be in one place at one time. But when the Holy Ghost came, and it came upon all his disciples, they could all be in different places, and God could be with them too, and God could come down and bless in mighty ways. And now think about it now. Those of us that are endeavoring to live for the Lord and follow His leading, follow His guiding as we journey along this pathway of life. When He has His Spirit working within us, how much more can we affect those around us? A lot more than the 11 disciples. Because we can have God with us. God is with us everywhere we go. And His Spirit is with us. He was just encouraging them. I'm going to send you on your way. He gave them some specific instruction. Don't we have that same instruction? We're all disciples now. You proclaim to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You are a disciple too. And all of us, we have a responsibility. And if God is with us, then we can be and have an effect on others in the way that God would have us to. Oh, there's just a few scriptures this morning I want to bring out that's going to support these words that Jesus spoke to His disciples. He was encouraging them. He go and be my hands and my feet in the earth. Spread the gospel message to everyone and remember these words. That was his, as you go and work in my vineyard, remember, I am with you always. Always, that always, it means always, and it means in every occasion. There's not a situation, there's not a circumstance where He's not there. I am with you always. So these scriptures that we're going to share this morning, you heard them before. But they're just a reminder and they reemphasize what this means. And again, I pray this morning, this afternoon, that we grasp what that means. I am with you always. Whatever you're going through, all of us, we have different trials and tests of life, different difficult things that come our way. But we can be encouraged to know He is with us. He's already there. He's waiting there. And he's a right on time God. Because he's already there. This is one. You heard this one before. The 65th chapter of Isaiah. And the 24th verse. You can understand. You know, you go back and you think about maybe those that God inspired. The prophets that He inspired in the Old Testament with different things to write down. And we can find now these correlations here between the old and the new. But what does it say here in Isaiah 65 and 24?
And it came to pass.
And it shall come to pass.
That before they call.
That before they call.
I will answer.
While
they are yet
speaking. And while they are yet speaking.
I will hear.
Wait a minute. How is that possible? How is it possible that before I even call, He's already answering because He's already there? That's not going to happen. When you call 911, they're not going to be outside the door. It's going to take them some time to get there. Oh, but when you call 911, Almighty God, He's already there. Thank the Lord. He said, before you call, I'll answer. While the words are still coming out your mouth, right? That's what it says here. I will answer while they are yet speaking. I will hear. He hears us while we are yet speaking and is working on our behalf before we even call on Him. Can we ponder? Can we imagine and grasp that? Whatever that I'm about to go through, He's already working out the details for how I can get through it. Whatever trial, whatever test is coming my way, He's working out a way of escape. He's working out the solution for me before it happens. Before you call, He said, I'll answer. according to his divine will and purpose. We got to keep that in mind.
Yes.
It's not about how I see it in my mind and how I see how this is, while this situation is coming to pass and this is how it's going to work out. No, God has a different plan. And what we have to learn to do is Lord, what is in, I want to get in alignment with your will. I know, Lord, whatever I'm going through, whatever trial or test that I'm in the midst of, whatever is trouble is coming my way, I know, God, that you have something in it for me. And I want to get myself in alignment with your will because I know that you're going to bring me out in a wealthier place. In Jeremiah 33:3, it says, great and mighty things that ye know not of. So it's something beyond what we can even comprehend and imagine that he's endeavoring to work out things in our behalf. Even before we call, he's working on it. Do we understand that? Before you call, I will answer. And while you're yet speaking, he's here. I am with you always. Here's another one. Y'all know these verses. This one you could just quote. I believe Brother Henry said this is one of his favorites. I know he has a lot of favorites, but that's all right. Get them all. They can all be your favorite. This one's in the 46th Psalm and the first verse. He already knew I was going there. Amen. Thank the Lord. Oh, because it's right in line with the thought that I'm with you always. Thank the Lord. What does it say in Psalm 46:1? God is our refuge and strength.
A very present help.
A very present help in trouble. A very not a future help.
Yes.
Not I'm coming, I'll be there. A present help.
Yes.
We recognize in trial and test, he is our refuge and he is our strength. That means that we can lean on him. We can, if we have to cry out to him, we can cry out to him and say, Lord, I'm in the midst of something difficult. I don't know how I'm going to make it through, but I need you. And he can be that refuge for us. And while he's being a refuge, he can give us strength. He can strengthen us and help us to be able to give us whatever we need to be able to endure. That's what he does for you, each and every one of us. God is our refuge and strength. Whatever it is, whether it's trial, whether it's trouble, tribulation, temptation, whatever it might be, God is there. He's a very present help. He's already there. How can a present help? He's there. He's already there. In the midst of difficulty, whatever we stand in need of, he's there. And we can just cry out to him and call out to him and look to him to supply whatever we stand in need of. There's another one. Goes right along with this. It's the 73rd Psalm. And the 23rd verse. Psalm 73:23.
Nevertheless. I am continually with thee.
I am. Does that keep coming up? Huh? You recognize that connection of the I am? I am God Almighty. I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. I'm continually with thee. Think about it this, always providing the divine presence and support for each and every one of us in whatever we may be going through. I have to share this. Reading some of the, one of the writers said this about this particular verse. Though God has chastened me, he has not cast me off. You know, in those verses that we read through these verses, and even going back to that one in the 46th chapter in the first verse, it talked about God being a very present help in trouble. Right? Did it say trouble? Did it talk about, did it describe the trouble? Did it give circumstances where you need to meet these conditions? You have to meet condition A, B, C, and D. Then I'll be a present help. It didn't say that, did it? So whatever the trouble is, whether it's trouble that's from the outside or trouble from the inside, whatever it is, God is there. And he's there to help in whatever kind of way he can able to bless, he can help and bless me. If the trouble's coming from the inside, if he's revealed something to me about my own self and my own character that I need to work on, that I need to change, he didn't just tell me about it. And he does. This isn't that wonderful about God? God doesn't just tell you you need to work on yourself and he leave you alone. No, he's right there to help. What does the enemy do? The enemy will beat you down and beat you over and run you over and kick you and punch you and knock you around. And then he'll take off and leave you all beat down and bruised up and hurting. God doesn't do that. In his love and in his mercy, he pricks our hearts, doesn't he? And he lets us know you got some work to do. And then he says, I'm right here with you, child. I can help you. I can help you. What do you need? I'm here to help. Amen. Yes, but it's going to be hard, Lord. I don't know if I can do it. I'm here. I am with you always. I'm with you. What you need, child? I can supply your need. I can work in blessing you in ways that you won't even understand and comprehend. I have been continually with thee, though perplexed, yet not in despair. Yes. And even in times when God reveals himself in such a way to let us know we got some work to do, he's still right there holding our hand. I'm going to bring you through. I'm going to supply you what you need in order to be victorious in this situation. He does not leave us alone. And then why does he hold our hand so we don't leave him? Yes. Right? Come on, just hold on, child. You're going to get through it. I can bless you. I can help you in whatever way you stand in need. There's a song. The title of the song is Jesus is Always There. And some of the verses of this song, it says, sometimes our skies are cloudy and dreary. Sometimes our hearts are burdened with care. You know, that's going to happen to all of us. It doesn't matter as long as we live in this life. It's not just going to be, what do they say, peaches and cream all the time. You're going to come across some trouble, some trials going to come your way, some difficulties going to come your way. Everything's not going to work out like you think it should. There's going to be some trouble at some point in time. There are going to be some cloudy days. There'll be some sunshine days. There'll be some cloudy days. And sometimes you might be burdened down with some things. But God wants us to know that we don't have to let those things weigh us down. Right? Even in the cloudy day, I can still have a smile on my face because Jesus is there. I got the, yes, the clouds are around. Maybe the storms of life are blowing through. Oh, but God is with me and he's holding my hand. And he's going to bring me through. And that's why I have faith and trust and confidence in him. And even though it may be some difficulty, I'm encouraged to know he's going to bring me through. But we may know whatever may befall us. Doesn't matter. The brother was talking about that on Wednesday night, talking about being on the mountain and being in the valley. But Jesus is always there. When in the midst of life with its problems, huh? That's life. Life has problems. That's life. It wouldn't be life if there wasn't problems. Even in life and its problems, bent with our toil and burdens we bear. Oh, but you know what? They don't have to weigh us down, right? They don't have to burden us down, because wonderful thought and deep consolation, Jesus is always there. Thank the Lord. When we are walking through the green pastures, or over mountains rugged and bare, precious the thought and sweet the assurance, Jesus is always there. This sound familiar? Where did the author get these words? Lo, I am with you always, is written. God will not fail to answer our prayer. Trusting his word, we rest in his promise. Jesus is always there. Does it say he's going to answer our prayer in the way that we want him to? Sometimes his answered prayer is just, sometimes it most of the time, it's not in the way that we think. Because he has a different will and purpose in it. So I just need to say, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for answering my prayer. Even though it's not the way that I would have answered. And who are we? You know what? We would be a mess. We would be a mess if things worked out like we want them to all the time. We would be in trouble. Oh, no kind of foresight. We'd be right here. And God is looking way down there. Never a burden, the chorus of this song says. Never a burden that he doth not carry. Unless you're trying to carry it yourself. God is not going to wrestle your burdens away from you. He's not going to pull them off your back. He said, come unto me, all ye that are laden and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He offered to take them, but he's not going to pry them out of our hands. Never a burden that he will not carry. Never a sorrow. Never a sorrow. Maybe y'all don't have sorrows. We all have sorrows. Yes. All of us do. But God is there. Yes. Never a sorrow that he doth not share. Whether the days may be sunny or dreary, Jesus is always there. Yes. Isn't that wonderful? I can be on the mountain. I can be in the valley. I am with you always. I encourage you this morning, maybe in your relationship with God, you don't know him that way. I would encourage you to get to know him. If you don't have that experience with him this afternoon, I encourage you to get to know him in that way. To be able to recognize whatever I go through, whatever we go through in this life, he is there with us. And if you've been carrying all these things, your own self, I encourage you to let it go and put it on in his hands. Because that's why he's here. This kind of relationship with God is possible for everybody. There's not special conditions and circumstance. You know, all we got to do is meet his conditions. That's the only conditions. There's no like, oh, your family is special because of this. Your royalty or you was brought up in this lineage. It doesn't matter. You just meet the conditions of his word and he'll be with you. And he'll be right there. He's already close. Why do I say that? Well, because that's what this is. In the 17th chapter of Acts and the 27th verse, it lets us know something else. Acts 17 and 27.
That they should seek the Lord.
That they should seek the Lord.
If happily they might fill after
him. If happily they might fill after him.
And find him.
And find him.
Not far from every one of us.
Though he be not far from every one of us. Does that leave anybody out? Is there some exceptions that's noted in there? It says he be not far from every one of us. The difficulty, one said, of finding God lies not in his distance from us, but in our distance from finding him through the binding effect of sin. That's what's keeping us away. That's the hindrance. If we can get that out the way, then there he is. And what we have to recognize, you know, sometimes, and we was all those that once that are saved now, but wasn't always saved. Wasn't always saved. And you know, when we was not saved, sometimes maybe we had the attitude, maybe we had the mindset, God, would you just leave me alone? Sometimes we would start going our own direction and our own way, and God is continually there. And sometimes people have the attitude, just leave me alone. If that is your attitude this morning, I encourage you to plead for the mercy of God. I encourage you to recognize that God continually reminding you as you go along the way, not in the direction that he wants you to go. You're trying to go your own way, and he keeps putting roadblocks, allows different things to come along your way. Recognize that as his mercy. Recognize that he is extending love and mercy to you. And he's giving opportunity. He's providing time and opportunity for you to get right on the path that he wants you to go on. So don't think it as a bad thing. Be glad about it. When you're going in the wrong direction and there's a roadblock, be thankful. Yeah. And say, thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Because it says here, they should seek the Lord if happily they might feel after him and find him, because he's not far. He's not far. We get ourselves, we get the sin thing out the way. And he'll be right there, ready to help us out. You know, was there any condition on this? No. He's not far from any one of us. Again, it's about us meeting his conditions. None of us can say, well, my situation is beyond reach. No. Because God is not a respecter of persons. Yes. He's no respecter of persons. And his power has not diminished. It says in Hebrews 13 and 8 that he is the same, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes. So all of these promises that we have in his word that was passed down through the prophets, through Jesus when he was here on this earth, and has given to us now, they're true. And it's going to be true just as it was for those that came before us. They was able to stand on this word of God just as now we're able to stand on it and know that it's true. When all of us, if God extends time, when all of us are gone, those that are come behind us, it'll be the same then for them. If he extends time and mercy, he'll be the same God to them as he has been to us, as he has been to those that have gone before us, as he was when he created the world. I encourage us this morning, take full advantage of the fact that Jesus, I'm going to go back to those five words. I am with you always. If you haven't been taking in full advantage of that fact, my encouragement to you this afternoon is to start today. If you want to, maybe I'm thinking about this for my own self. Maybe it'd be a good reminder for my own self each day that he gives life and breath, that I remind myself, you with me today, Lord. I'm with y'all. Thank you, Lord. You're with me. Whatever this day brings, I don't know what it is going to bring, but I know you're going to be with me. And I can be encouraged and comforted by that fact. He is with you. Be encouraged, saints. I appreciate your time and your attention this morning.